Hospitals in Southern California are hitting their breaking point, with at least one entering crisis care, Methodist Hospital in Arcadia. That means they can ration care and decide medical treatment based on who's more likely to survive. That's forced California health officials to issue a public health order requiring hospitals in Los Angeles and 13 other counties in the region to delay non-essential and non-life-threatening surgeries in order to provide beds for coronavirus patients. The order, which will last at least 3 weeks, will also apply to any county in California where intensive care unit ICU capacity to treat COVID-19 patients is bottoming out. The order also requires hospitals statewide to accept patients from other medical facilities that are filling up. Here's Los Angeles Mayor Eric Garcetti.
In just a week, 6,700 healthcare workers have received the vaccine. This is important not only to protect their lives, but we've seen too many healthcare workers not able to show up for work right now. And that is really the worst part of what's happening in our hospitals. Space is at a premium. Ventilators at a premium, but those are holding tight. What we don't have enough of is people. And so we're making sure that there are people who are able to show up and not get sick by vaccinating them first. Right now, 1 in 5 people who are being tested for coronavirus in Los Angeles are positive. 1 in 5. It's a staggering number. Every 6 seconds, we're seeing an infection, and every 10 minutes, we're losing a beloved person.
Garcetti was speaking at an opening of one of 4 new coronavirus vaccine facilities for healthcare workers to be vaccinated in Los Angeles County and City. LA County is reporting more than 13,500 new infections and 224 new deaths just in the last 24 hours. Meanwhile, in the San Francisco Bay Area, health officials in Santa Clara County are warning hospitals are surging as well. They're trying to prevent an overwhelm. Dr. Ahmad Kamal is Santa Clara County's healthcare preparedness director.
Our healthcare system continues to be under an enormous amount of strain. Every day in our county, more than 1,000 people are diagnosed with COVID-19, and more than 100 people are admitted to the hospital every single day. This surge has been relentless, and it has not stopped, and it is straining our healthcare system to a breaking point. As of right now, patients are waiting in emergency rooms to be admitted because there are not enough beds for them.
Health officials say it's going to get worse as coronavirus patients can be on hospital beds for months, and they're expecting another coronavirus wave from the holidays in the coming weeks. Jeff Chen is the emergency department director at Valley Medical Center in San Jose. He says the emergency room there is already overwhelmed and their staff is worn down.
In the ER, we've been fighting this fight for almost a year now. It hasn't gotten any easier. If anything, it's gotten harder as time has gone on. The staff is fatigued. They are tired. They are drained physically, emotionally, in every way you can possibly imagine. The ER is full. Folks are waiting for beds. We are getting really creative with places to see patients, and patients are suffering. COVID is no joke. Folks are struggling to breathe. Folks are gasping for breath. Some folks look like they are drowning while they're sitting there in bed in front of us.
Santa Clara County's announcement comes as Kaiser Medical Center in San Jose reported a coronavirus outbreak that killed at least one person and infected at least a dozen others. Health officials say an outbreak at St. Louis Community Hospital in Gilroy also had a coronavirus outbreak. 8 people were infected there. Health officials are urging people to adhere to statewide stay-at-home orders, including the curfew, to wear a mask, and to socially distance. In all, California is inching closer to 2.5 million coronavirus cases. It reported 29,892 new infections and 459 new deaths in the last 24 hours. In all, more than 27,000 people in the state have died from COVID-19.